Fair, and my number is 269132.
Thank you, Mr. Fair. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. Based on the information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on January the 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
On January 16th?
Yeah, that was, you signed it, that was the notification stating that the hearing would be held today, sir.
Oh, yes.
Okay, among other things on there stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one signed in for you today. We are assuming that you're going to represent yourself, although you do have some supporters in the room, but I don't believe one of them is an attorney. Therefore, you need to be representing yourself, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you cannot see the board today because we're doing this by phone, but there are five board members present. They are the Honorable Mr. Willie Kowanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. How many of you for Mr. Fair will be speaking? The two of you, or the three of you, okay. Now, what's your names?
I'm Priscilla, I'm his mother.
Okay, the mother?
I'm Sonia, I'm his sister.
The sister?
I'm Yvonne,
his fiancé. The fiancé. Okay, now, Mr. Fair, and all the rest of you, do you swear or tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear firm? Mr. Fair?
Yes, I do.
Okay, ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am?
Yes.
And the Honorable Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Fair has indicated you have one, two, or three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, but you tell me whether it's true or false, sir. And it reads that you're in violation of any condition of Super Rule number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a U.S. specimen for drug testing on or about November 1st, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated November 23rd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12H, as demonstrated by your failure to attend and complete any and all programs on November 3rd, 2018, as directed by your parole officer on about April 10, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
And finally, that you have violated Arizona Condition Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 8, 2018, as verbally directed on October 13, 2018. You were actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Fair, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kowanis. Sir, now we're going to prepare to go into phase three of the hearing. But before we go any further, we're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. And ask that you remain quiet. We're going to be right back to you, sir. Honorable Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Fair was released from ADC custody on 11-6-2017 and arrested on 1-1-2019 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 1-1-2019 with an adjusted CACD of 321-2019 with 54 abscondes. Current convictions, 2007, armed robbery, 3 years, 6 months. 2011, armed robbery, 7 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the STG Criminal Street Gang Warrior Society. He has no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and theft noted. There were other arrests, however, the charges were either dismissed or not filed. He has a GB score of G5, V6.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Let's just look at a little bit of what you have here on the case supervision summary, Mr. Fair. I take note that when you were released, you were to reside at 1471 North 108th Avenue in Goodyear, Arizona. This was the only approved residence for you at that time. Did you reside there all while you were out, sir?
Yes.
Okay, now I'll come back down in a few moments, but I do take note that you had employment. I think you were at American Rest Pellets, and you were also at GLS in Phoenix. So did you work at both places, sir?
Yes, sir. I had two jobs.
You had two jobs at the same time. Okay, I commend you for that. That's sure, because we're always very proud to know when you have employment, because that helps you. Now, what are you doing at GLS, sir? What was that about, sir?
Actually, it was a landscaping company, and driving, and as well as doing the labor.
Yeah, well, that's a job that everybody needs these days, and as you move on, more and more people are going to need that. So that's a good job here in this great state of Arizona. Okay, I'm going to move on, sir. It seemed to me that you were initially for tests, your color was navy, and then for drug testing, and did you drop it off for drug testing with THC, sir? Did you drop it on?
Yes.
Okay, were they positive or negative, sir?
They were positive at the time, and then at the I have a couple that were where I have had clean urine, but the majority of them were at the time that were dirty for THC, and I had went to the Maricopa Reentry Center, and
okay, they were dirty for THC, but you also self-admitted that you had some alcohol as well as some cocaine. So you were using all of that, sir, THC, alcohol, and cocaine. Why were you using so many different illegal substances, sir?
Well, actually, at the time, just had, the stress of, having my first kid and really just dealing with a lot of family problems.
So you had your first kid, boy or girl, sir?
Well, it's
going to
be a boy.
Oh, it's going to be a boy. I think the boy's in the room. I think I see her walking around in the room all day today. Okay, so your son is, the future son is right in the room as we sit here at this very moment, sir. Congratulations, sir. Okay, but you didn't complete all these programs. You know, like at CAP and all of those. You didn't complete all those programs. Why, sir?
At the time, I was going to the Glendale, the Glendale office that they have, and they had me, it was through a technicality, they had me going to two classes, and I was reported only for my CO3 and the staff that was there, that I was only supposed to go on Saturdays. But they, in their computer, I had talked with them, and they said that they had me going for Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So I was getting missed classes when I should not have been getting them at all.
Okay, sir. Now, let me just ask another question, and I'm going to move forward now. The Honorable Mr. Attorney indicated that you were suspended for 54 days. Now, what were you doing with those 54 days when you were a parole officer that not know where you were, or what you were doing?
Really? I've just been working and staying with my girlfriend right now, and trying to take care of everything that I needed to do.
But you forgot.
Because at the time I was actually telling and talking with her to tell him that I was going to be turning myself in.
Okay.
So I just took that time to actually go and, set things up for her and actually make sure that she was financially okay with everything.
I commend you for that. Now, did you turn yourself in, sir?
No, sir, I didn't at the time.
So how did you get picked up and end up back in, sir?
Well, it was just through a traffic stop, just anonymously, they just stopped.
Oh, they stopped, and there you were, and they asked you, and they saw that you had a warrant, yes, sir. I do get more back to those classes, you missed eight of those classes, but we won't do any of those at this time, but I'm going to see if board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members don't have any questions for you, but you do have three supporters here, so I want to see who wants to speak first. Please come forward, ma'am. I believe this is your mother coming forward, if I got it correct, if I misplaced it, then I have it wrong. Please state your name for the record, ma'am.
My name is Priscilla Maho.
And what do you want to tell the board today, ma'am?
Well, I just want to speak on my son's behalf that, you know, I know that he made a mistake by not reporting to his PO and using, and for me, I'm strictly against alcohol and drugs, and I had to sit down with Curtis that night before he took off, and I explained to him, I said, you know, it really hurts me to see, you know, you drink and you use, you're going to be having a kid. You know, you need to really sit down and see where your life is going. So we talked. We had this really good conversation, and he says he was going to turn himself in the next day, and he thought that that would be the best thing and move on from here. So then I told him, I said, that would be good. And I just want to say, too, that, you know, he's been trying really hard. You know, Curtis got his GED, and he started going to school for psychology. I'm almost done with my psychology and getting my BA in psychology, so I know that it's a lot of work. And he's done it. He's still working on it. He wants to go continue on to get his BA too, and I'm supporting him with that. But right now I told him that this alcohol and drugs, which is killing and hurting us Native Americans, you know, I say that because we're Native Americans, and I hate to see our my people go down like that.
So well, you're giving him some great advice. I commend you for that. And just for information, what nation are you with the Native Americans?
Hopi.
Oh, with the Hopi, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so with that, you know, I told him that I have a lot of friends and co-workers that work at Native American Connections and Indian Health that he could go back and redo his classes all over again. I got 21 years of sobriety, and I know it works.
We commend you for that.
Thank you.
I was going to recommend the same thing, that he would go to that same program for training. But let me see if board members might have some questions, because we're going to run out of time if we're not very careful. So, but I want to thank you, and you've been giving your son perfect advice. Continue to do that and keep him on the right track.
Yes.
And thanks again for coming today.
Thank you. And I will continue to support him. You know, I'm his mother, and I do love him.
Absolutely.
And no matter what happens, I'm going to be there, you know, guiding him.
Yes, ma'am. I'll put it this way. Use some of your psychology on him that you've been trained with. Use some of that on him. So can you let your daughter come up now?
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so very much for coming. So, now, your sister's coming up now, so she says you can't see her, so we'll see what your sister's going to say. What's your name, ma'am?
Sonia Brita.
And what you want to tell the boys, ma'am?
Well, I'm the only girl out of my four brothers, and I've seen them all go down the wrong path. And I know we all make mistakes. I've been there. I've made my personal mistakes. I'm 6 years sober myself with the help of my mom. And I'm here to support my brother as much as I can. I'm that supportive sister that's trying to push them in the right direction. And like my mom was saying, we did have that talk right before he did get arrested, and he was going to turn himself in. It just so happened to happen this way. But he is a good person inside and out. But like I said, we are humans. We do make mistakes. And I know he's gone down the wrong path, but I know he can do so much better with himself if he has the right people to stand by him, like me and my mom.
With you and your mother and his fiancé, y'all are keeping him on the right track. That is for sure. And I guess you must be spoiled. You say you have four brothers and you're the only girl. So he's on the spoiled just a little bit.
Yeah, yes, I'm the perfect one.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for your patience today. Thank you for coming. Okay, you ready to come up, ma'am? Is your And your girlfriend and your future son is on their way up, so we'll see what they have to say today. Okay, and ma'am, what's your name?
My name is
Simone Turbio. Okay, welcome. Welcome to the board. And so what do you want to tell us this afternoon, ma'am?
Can you read my letter?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
To my main concern, I'm
Simone
Turbio, and I'm writing on behalf of Curtis Fairbanks. Curtis and I are expecting our first son, March 17, 2019. His first born child. Well, Curtis was not in prison. He was employed. Curtis was not employed and able to support our family. He has been going to his meetings and as well as has. I fully have been supportive of him in his legal matters. We have been together for a year and he was doing so well. And trying his best to comply with his parole orders and work. Since Curtis has been incarcerated and have no source of income due to being so far along their pregnancy, there has been more restriction to by employment. I am sincerely asking the parole board to please allow Curtis to be released in time to help me with preparing for our firstborn son. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you so very much. I'm going to see if Robin will have any questions for you. I don't see any questions. Thanks so much for coming today and for all of you for your patience. I know you've been here all day and you're off and come back, so thanks again. Okay, now, Mr. Fair, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We'll give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion, but we're going to ask you to make it short because we're running out of time for today because we have several other hearings. So what else you want to tell the board before the board goes into discussion, sir?
Well, I just like them to know that, you know, that all the things that they see, the negative stuff, allegations and all that, that are on those papers, that I am not a bad person. And, you know, I know I've done wrong things, and I'm trying to actually make them right. And even, I just ask that if they can see they have me released. I have acceptance letters to halfway houses, or even if that, like, I can go to the corporate reentry center. And because as of right now, I'm trying to get help, you know, going to AAs and stuff like that, substance abuse programs. But right now, as of DOC having my release date only this close, I'm getting denied for everything. I can't even get a job in here just because they say that it's gonna take them 3 months. So I can't do any programming. I can't get no jobs. I'm just sitting here doing nothing. And I mean, I have my own studies that I'm doing, you know, and I just need that second chance to go out there and actually do things right.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Fair. Now, I'm going to ask if you remain quiet. The board is going into discussion, but please stay on the phone, listen, see what the board is going to say, and once we have this discussion, the board will make its decision whether to continue your supervision or to revoke your supervision. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Fair is a very interesting person. He has a wonderful family here who support him, his mother, his sister, and his fiance, and the future, and his son that will be coming up, I believe, sometime in March. I think this is a very unfortunate situation. However, sometimes my distinguished colleague, Mr. Ronis, say we have to make some hard decisions sometimes, some tough decisions, and this is one of those. However, he's going to be out, because what we do, I mean, God bless, we let him out now. He's going to be out on March 21st of this year, and unfortunately, and inasmuch as he was using cocaine, alcohol, and as well as marijuana, I think, and inasmuch as he was suspended for some 54 days, I just can't see letting them out early as much as I would like to. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to have a motion. See where it goes. I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Curtis Fair, ADC number 269132. Based upon the fact that he did abscond for some 54 days and he did use illegal substances and he missed a number of classes, and in fact, one of them even was over 8 classes. That is my motion to revoke at this time.
Second.
Motion by myself, City Rice, seconded by Honorable Mr. Neal, read by Honorable Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Coleman Ramirez, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, I know this is not what you wanted to hear, but you have been revoked. However, you're going to be out on a few days after the new one is in the world, on March the 21st. So just take some, you know, those are some UA classes, I mean some AA classes and NA classes. Put together a plan so when you come out, you'll be successful and you'll be ready to be that great father, which I know that you can be. But this is going to end your hearing. Thanks so much for your participation, and thanks to your family for coming and spending the day with us. So please have a good day. We hope to never see you in Orange again. Next time we see you, we'll be worried that you and your son out there in the real world with your fiance. Thanks again, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, both y'all.
Okay, thank you.